Last Sunday, the annual Ostrander Awards ceremony packed the Orpheum Theater with hundreds of local actors, directors, and stage technicians, all hoping to win the Memphis equivalent of a Tony Award. As always, the coveted Best Musical Prize was announced last.
Richly realized and beautifully crafted, The Color Purple, play us on the screen.
Thunderous applause, but not much of a surprise. The stage musical of The Color Purple, produced by Playhouse on the Square, was practically everyone's pick to win. The show combines the emotional wallop of Alice Walker's novel with uplifting gospel music. And in case there was any doubt about its success as a local production, it also cleaned up in the categories of Best Director,
Tony Horn,
Best Actress,
Claire D. Cohen,
Best Supporting Actress,
Valerie Houston,
Best Choreographer,
Emma Crystal,
and the list goes on. While The Color Purple made a winning impression on the Ostrander judges, all of whom are white people, it wasn't the only black theatrical production on their radar. This year, about 30% of the nominees in individual categories were performers in shows with black themes. As director Tony Horn observed before the ceremony,
I think this is probably the largest number of African-American nominees that I can ever remember as long as I've been coming to the Ostrander, so it's exciting.
In the final tally of awards, over half of the individual winners were black. For the first time ever, the distribution of prizes mirrored the racial demographics of Memphis itself. It's true that the past performing arts season was unusually ripe with serious African-American plays and musicals. But many in the black arts community sense that this might not be a one-time occurrence. Horn says that some old perceptions are changing.
You know, when I was a kid, we didn't think we were welcomed at certain theaters. And I think sometimes that idea, even though it may not be true, is self-perpetuating. I think there's that moment when everything shifts, where people realize that it is a fair, open market and that we are welcomed everywhere. Because most of us grew up knowing that we weren't supposed to go certain places. Even recently, I think young people feel that way.
Claire Kohlheim, the star of The Color Purple, is one of those young people whose views are becoming more optimistic.
I do feel like there's a huge shift in the amount of opportunities presented to African Americans here in Memphis, not just with theater, but also with opera and dance and even visual arts. And I am elated to see that now everyone in Memphis gets an opportunity to see the vastness of where African Americans can be.
What has precipitated this feeling of possibility for black performers? Most agree that things started looking up in 2006 when a charismatic director and playwright, Ekandayo Bendele, started a new theater company devoted to black repertory. Within a year, he had transformed a storefront near downtown into a 75-seat performance space.
So in the last 5 years, there has been a great upsurge of black directors, choreographers, designers, and you now have a lot more actors who have been formally trained on our stage here at Hattie Lou.
The small size of the theater hasn't stifled big musicals such as Dreamgirls or serious dramas by August Wilson. Bendele says that black performers are energized just by the prospect of auditioning for strong roles, whereas getting relegated to the chorus in more traditional venues often leaves performers feeling marginalized. He says there's a growing enthusiasm not just for being in plays, but for attending them as well. With more shows to choose from, black audiences are becoming more supportive all around.
For a while, blacks in Memphis would see a theater produce one black show a year, one black show every 2 years. And that show became the token show. It became, I can go to the zoo on Tuesdays. When a community lacks contribution, it resents being given charity. However, when the community says, you're no longer giving me charity because I have a choice, I can go every month and see something different at Hattie Lou Theater. And so now I can choose to come to your theater or your performance because I have this over here which represents me. You are finding beauty in me over here at this theater. And therefore, I'm going to come and I'm going to see your presentation of our beauty.
Bandele sees nothing exclusionary about a black repertory company. Rather, he wants his productions to show how easy it is to include black artists in a traditionally white medium.
The experiences of black folk are human experiences. And you only get to see that when you take something that has been categorized as white and you put black people in it without changing a word, without putting a black twist on it, doing it exactly the way that a white theater would do it, just with black people. Then you see Grease is a Romeo and Juliet story. Steel Magnolias is a story about women, not black women, not white women, women.
Bandele's dream of a robust black performing arts community in Memphis is widely supported. In the last 10 years, the recession has gobbled up a number of prestigious arts groups across the country, but Hattie Lou Theater is growing. Construction is underway in Overton Square for the company's new home, a $2.8 million, 175-seat theater right next door to Playhouse, Circuit Playhouse, and TheaterWorks. The space will also be a talent incubator, not only for black artists, but for arts administrators, such as box office managers, publicists, and development directors. If the ability to raise capital funds is any indication of community support for a nonprofit arts group, Hattie Lou won't lack for an audience. The building is already paid for and will be completed by June. Bandele says that having a black theater in the heart of Memphis's newly revitalized entertainment district is one more way of bringing the races together for a cultural experience all can enjoy.
It is extremely important and vital that black people take ownership of Hattie Lou Theater so that they can say, this is our contribution. We want to bring something to the table of Memphis.
Even a few years ago, it might have been difficult for Playhouse on the Square to produce The Color Purple due to the size of the available local talent pool. But the number of Ostrander Awards won by the show's cast members suggests that a bigger problem for theaters won't be a dearth of talent, just a lack of good roles to offer hungry artists. As the award-winning cast of The Color Purple took the stage last Sunday for a final curtain call, one thing was clear. Nothing about the show being a black musical changed the fact that it was also, at least at this year's Ostranders, the best musical. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.